It's been a week since the earthquake, and Anchorage is still coming to grips with the extent of the damage. As of yesterday, the city had declared more than 30 buildings and homes unsafe to occupy. Most of those structures are in Eagle River. Another 150 are labeled restricted use. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Harbaugh reports that the city is just beginning to inspect homes, so those numbers are expected to climb significantly.
Anchorage resident Chris George opens his front door to show me a yellow sign that appeared there the day before.
Were you there when they posted this?
No.
You just showed up home and it said this?
Yeah.
The sign says restricted use in all caps. A handwritten note beneath reads, not recommended to occupy until engineer evaluation of foundation and soils.
But you guys are still living here, obviously. And
nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
George's home was damaged in the earthquake. An inspector told him his house sunk about 6 inches. It's not something you'd notice driving by, but if you look a little closer, things are slightly askew.
You can see the deck kind of tilting there.
On George's quiet side street in Anchorage's Sand Lake neighborhood, about a half dozen other homes have yellow signs. The city posted them, indicating the homes are damaged and need inspection and repairs. That's better than a red sign, which means a home is unfit to occupy. George is still figuring out next steps. He doesn't have earthquake insurance, and he has no idea how much fixing his home will cost. But, he says,
I'm pretty lucky because a lot of other people got it a lot worse. So,
in this neighborhood?
Yes. Okay. So I'm not complaining, really.
George's next-door neighbors also got a yellow sign. Jessica Fox's porch is at an even crazier angle, and she describes the damage from the couch in her living room beneath a line of wind chimes that started ringing when the ground shook a week ago.
The morning of, we realized that our house sank and actually split in half.
The split isn't immediately visible, but one of the side rooms angles away from the rest of the house, and she's been told it's not safe to go inside. Fox says she's looking into what it would take to make repairs, but after a conversation with a contractor, she's not hopeful.
Because of how the house was built and how it sank, it's probably going to be deemed a total loss.
Fox thinks her neighborhood was so badly hit because homes there were built on land that was originally a marsh. Fox does have earthquake insurance, but that doesn't mean the process is easy. She's lived here for 15 years.
It was the first house that my husband and I bought together, and our kids have grown up here.
City workers don't yet have a good sense of how many other Anchorage homeowners are dealing with problems like this. After checking the commercial buildings, hospitals, and schools, the city has had just a few days to look at homes, according to Don Hickel, lead structural inspector with the municipality of Anchorage. He says many homes still need to be inspected, and they can only work in daylight hours. They're trying to at least lay eyes on every neighborhood in Anchorage.
So it's going to take some time.
That means in the coming days and weeks, more red, yellow, and green signs will start to pop up around Anchorage. According to the municipality, the signs don't trigger anything related to insurance or government assistance. They're posted simply for safety purposes. Still, as far as the city's concerned, most Anchorage buildings performed well in the earthquake. Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz says it's not surprising the city is continuing to find homes with damage.
The level of damage is something you can anticipate from an earthquake of this magnitude. We need to remember how fortunate we are that nobody was killed, there were very few injuries, and that whatever is a material thing that was broken can be replaced.
To request an inspection from the city, homeowners should go to the website muni.org. More resources are available at the website ready.alaska.gov. You can also call the State Individual Disaster Assistance Hotline at 1-855-445-7131. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.